a broken bone that isn't properly reset has to be broken anew if it is to heal. I'll say it one more time. A broken bone that isn't properly reset has to be broken anew if it is to heal. And that's what a young man in New York found out. He had broken his arm in a brickyard, and everything looks good, the doctors told him after they'd reset it, until 6 weeks later when he took the cast off, his arm looked like a roller coaster. But this time, a different doctor, a real doctor, had to break his arm again so that it would heal. A broken bone that isn't properly reset has to be broken anew if it is to heal. So remember that, because we're going to come back to that in just a minute. But for now, I want to jump immediately into this text from Acts, and we're going to interrogate this text. First, we're going to ask, when is this? Well, verse 1, this is Pentecost. This is 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus. And you may be asking, well, what was Pentecost? Because it was a Jewish feast before it was ever a Christian feast. Pentecost was the Jewish feast of the harvest, celebrating the ingathering of wheat. Only here, God is about to transform Pentecost to commemorate not the ingathering of wheat, but a harvest of people. But what is happening here? Verses 2 through 4, the Holy Spirit, God Himself, is being poured out on the disciples, just as Jesus had promised. And here's what the verses say. Suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. But what is going on here? Why were they speaking in tongues? Why are these Jews and Gentile converts to Judaism who have gathered from around the known world in Jerusalem to celebrate this feast of the harvest? Why are they hearing in their native languages, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Mesopotamians, Cappadocians, Pontians, Asians, Phrygians, Pamphylians, Egyptians, Libyans, Romans, Cretans, and Arabians? Why are they hearing in their own tongues the mighty works of God? Why tongues? Why? Because God is healing a break that He had made long, long ago. He is healing a break that He had made long, long ago. Remember what I said at the beginning, a broken bone that isn't properly reset has to be broken anew if it is to heal. In the Old Testament, we hear the story of the Tower of Babel. We're told that the people there were gathered together to build a city and a tower reaching up to heaven. Now, usually, this is taken to mean this is just a symbol of their pride. It's a symbol of their trying to reach heaven on their own. But that's not what was going on at Babel. Towers in the ancient world, and if you're familiar with ziggurats, you know those stepstone pyramids that you see throughout the ancient Near East. Towers weren't designed for human beings to ascend. They were designed to get the deity or the deities to descend and to bless the people. And so what was the problem at Babel in building this tower? The text says, back in Genesis, that the people wanted to make a name for themselves. They wanted God to come down and bless their agenda, their kingdom, their mission. But God knew that if broken humanity grew together with their own kingdom at the center, humanity would never properly heal. It would be like a crooked bone. It would be together, but it would be totally misshapen. And so what did God do? He came down. But he didn't come down to bless. He came down to break. He broke this misset bone of humanity. He confused their language at Babel. He scattered them. A broken bone that isn't properly reset has to be broken anew if it is to heal. But here at Pentecost, through the descent of the Holy Spirit, God is coming down to heal that break that he had made so long ago. Whereas at Babel, we have humanity gathered in its own name, demanding God's descent to bless their kingdom reign, but then left linguistically confused and scattered with no true knowledge of God, broken. But Pentecost shows us a humanity gathered in Jesus' name and a gracious God descending at last, undoing the linguistic confusion of Babel and proclaiming in the languages of the world the reign and kingdom of God, healing. A broken bone that isn't properly reset has to be broken anew if it is to heal. And here at last is healing. Not in the kingdom of humanity, but in the kingdom of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And what is the healing of God's kingdom? In short, it is the transformation of crooked, bent humanity into glorified humanity. Peter says in verse 17, he's quoting the prophet Joel, "In the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh." On all flesh, he says. And flesh is code here. Flesh is code for lowly humanity, broken, corrupted by sin, and in need of healing. But God has poured out his spirit as the cast to heal our broken wills, our broken desires and actions, to transform us into something glorious, to change the crooked humanity of Babel into the glorified humanity of Pentecost. And in this healing, intimate relationship with God is restored. Verses 17 and 18, "Men and women, young and old, from the highest to the lowest, shall prophesy, see visions and dream dreams." This is all code for intimate communion with God himself. To prophesy is to speak his words on his behalf. To see visions and dream dreams is to have intimate communication with God. All those things that we demanded at Babel, we get by God's grace at Pentecost. This intimate relationship with God. And what is the result? The Holy Spirit's being poured out. It's the upheaval of all things. The signs in heaven and earth, the sun being turned to darkness and the moon to blood, these references in Joel's prophecy, all of that is highly imagistic language. It's what the prophets used to say, that the world is going to be turned upside down. Not by political revolution, not by force. And it's not unto chaos either. It's unto order. The Holy Spirit is coming to reorder the creation. He's going to break, but he's only breaking in order to restore. People, institutions, governments, all of these things will have to give an account before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. There will be upheaval. But the goal is the restoration of godly order. The goal is God's kingdom here on earth. And through it all, verse 21, "It shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." The Holy Spirit empowers the message of the good news of Jesus' incarnation, his life, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, so that those who believe that message will have their sins forgiven, will have their humanity restored, transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. That is salvation. A broken bone that isn't properly reset has to be broken anew if it is to heal. The misset bone of humanity at Babel was broken by God But he has finally begun in earnest this healing through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. This healing of humanity. And so what are some takeaways for us? First, I want to talk briefly about speaking in tongues. You guys are all thinking about it, aren't you? You know, in the book of Acts, we see two more explicit and one implicit reference to speaking in tongues. And here we have Jews. These are Jewish people or converts to Judaism here at Pentecost. And next we have implicitly Samaritans. And then Gentiles. And then disciples of John the Baptist. And so what we see in the book of Acts is that each time the gospel goes to a new frontier of people, speaking in tongues is a sign of the reception of the Holy Spirit. We see the same thing in 1 Corinthians where the gospel is on a very new frontier. And so the pattern is this. On the frontiers of the gospel message, speaking in tongues often, but not always, accompanies the reception of the Holy Spirit. That's what we see. It's a sign to the apostles that, hey, these guys are receiving the same Spirit that we are. It's a sign to the rest of the world that something is happening here. We might even see the same thing today. When the gospel is encountered on the frontiers, places of darkness, or it's re-encountered in particular places, we might see the same phenomenon. But nowhere is speaking in tongues the norm. Nowhere is it a gift that everyone receives. And also nowhere is it equated with graduating to a higher level of spirituality, like a more intimate relationship with God. And so we want to put it in its place. Yes, it is a powerful sign of the Holy Spirit. But it is not a necessary sign. But I want to concentrate on something else, something more important to take away from this message. The Holy Spirit didn't come down to rubber stamp your agenda. He didn't come down to build your kingdom. He came down to make you a part of God's agenda and to build God's kingdom. Babel was a dead end, and Pentecost is the only way forward for humanity. But here's the thing. God's agenda includes the highest and very best that you could hope for. And his kingdom means the exaltation of humanity to take our God-given place and our God-given inheritance and to reign with him. And so let the Holy Spirit put back shattered pieces of your pathologies, your self-deceiving rationalizations, all your foolish decisions. And let him order your steps so that you can walk out of patterns of addiction. You can walk out of cycles of downward spiraling futility. It's what the Holy Spirit does. You can call out to this great undoer of Babel, and you can find healing. Healing for your humanity. And then go. At Pentecost, we're scattered just like at Babel, but the intent is entirely different. We're sent out, but we're sent out in the power of the Spirit as agents of the kingdom of God, not as refugees of the failed kingdom of humanity. The message of Christ that we carry, it's for the other. It's for every tribe, tongue. It's for the healing of the broken nations. Because the scattered and confused humanity at Babel is being undone by the ingathered and commissioned humanity, the Spirit-filled humanity of Pentecost. A broken bone that isn't properly reset has to be broken anew if it is to heal. And so God's appeal to us is to find healing through the Spirit and then to go out in his power and be a conduit of healing for those around us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the gift of your Spirit to us. We pray that we would know intimately his power in the transformation of our lives and in the empowerment of our witness to Christ. So Lord, send us out from this place afresh, newly refreshed by your Spirit and equip us to be agents of your kingdom in your world. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.